Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, so glories to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharajas, and all the assembled Vaishnavas. This is Kirti Dasundari Dasi.
Hare Krishna Kirti Dasundari Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining and giving your association. Hare Krishna. So I welcome each and everyone once again for the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Praveen Govind Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Kamsa Sons Akrura for Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Panam, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association to us and enlightening on this topic. Before handing the call to you, I would like to hand over the call to Preeti Vilasini Mataji to give the brief introduction about our speaker today. Mataji, please take over the call. Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Radharani Mataji. As we are continuing our series of Krishna Katha Mela by our wonderful coordinators, today we have His Grace Praveen Govind Prabhu. Praveen Govind Prabhu met devotees in ISKCON, Surat, Gujarat, India in 1996, and he was initiated in 2002 by His Holiness Bhakti Vikasa Swami Maharaj. Since then, Prabhuji has been an inspiration for many. Prabhu and his wife, his mother, are all initiated devotees of His Holiness Bhakti Vikasa Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji is a board member of ISKCON of Charlotte, North Carolina, and runs the weekly Bhakti Vriksha. In regards to material education, Prabhuji holds an MBA in finance and marketing from Pune University and currently is an IT project manager for Hudson Insurance. In Bhakti Sangha, Prabhuji introduces speakers for the early morning Srimad Bhagavatam classes, and he's a consistent attendee of the early morning classes. So thank you so much, Praveen Govind Prabhu. We are very fortunate to have you on the call. And Prabhu will be speaking on the topic, Kamsa asks Akrura to bring Krishna. So that's the topic. Thank you so much, Prabhu. You can now take it.
Your
audio issues, we can't hear you.
You are in mute, Prabhuji.
Mute. Okay, now can you hear?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Preeti Vilasini Mataji. I'm your servant and servants of everybody on this call. Not so qualified to speak, but I'll try and put in some words with all your blessings. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhuvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namom Vishnu Pradaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadade Shatarine Jashi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we'll be reading from Krishna book, chapter 36, Kamsa sends Akura for Krishna. It's a small chapter, 3 pages, but I tried to put something together. So in this chapter, the scene starts with Kamsa sending Arishtasura to Vrindavan to kill Krishna and Balaram. And as we all know, Arishtasura is the bull demon, very gigantic. When his tail is erect, it would touch the clouds. So Krishna books gives a detailed description of Arishtasura and how ferocious he is. And when he entered Vrindavan, he was digging the earth and roaring fiercely. And all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they were trembling. In Krishna book, it's written that some of the cows or a woman who were pregnant, they had miscarriages. So very ferocious. And whenever such a calamity comes in Vrindavan, everybody rushes to Krishna. So they all went to Krishna. And Krishna then challenged Arishtasura. And there was a fierce fight. Krishna very easily killed Arishtasura by catching on his horns and plunging him down on the ground. So once Arishtasura was killed, it is said that at that time, Narada Muni came to Kamsa. And he revealed that Krishna and Balaram, they are both son of Vasudeva and they are under the shelter of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maiya. And yeah, so now Kamsa, he was frustrated because all his attempts when he sent these demons to Vrindavan failed. So now that he knows that he has to kill these two boys, he is now preparing for a plan. And we see that Narada, who is also called Devadarshana. Devadarshana means that the demigods can have darshana of Narada. Or rather, those people who are liberated or to the level of the demigods can have darshan of Narada, Narada Muni. But here we see that Narada Muni has given his presence or his darshan to even Kamsa, who is a chief among demons. But then Prabhupada writes that Narada Muni wanted to expedite Krishna's pastimes of killing the demons. And Kamsa was one of the greatest ones of them. So now the scene shifts to the plan of Kamsa. And Kamsa is now planning. So his plan was to get Krishna and Balarama to Mathura and arrange for, on the pretext of a wrestling match. And his plan was to first try to kill them by the ferocious elephant. What's the name? Kovalya Pida. And then if he is still escapes, then probably he has a lot of confidence on Mushtika and Janur, who were great wrestlers. Even Kamsa was a wrestler. So he had that inclination of the wrestling power. And he considered them to be kids. So he thought he would kill them. So now comes Akrura. So now Kamsa, he calls Akrura, who is in the family of Yadus. I think he is uncle of Krishna. And he requests Akrura to go to Vrindavan and get Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. And not only he speaks a lot of flattery language to Akrura, and he also reveals his plan, that he has a plan to kill Krishna and Balaram. So even though Akrura knew the bad intentions of Kamsa, he had no choice. Because if he refused, then Kamsa would kill him. But here we also see that Akrura was not seeing Kamsa as an enemy. Why? Because a devotee sees Krishna's hand in everything. And a non-devotee sees, cannot see Krishna even in bhakti. So Akrura is thinking that it is a great fortune that he would be getting to have darshan of the Supreme Lord. And he was surprised that it was happening at the hands of Kamsa. So in a way, Krishna was using Kamsa to get Akrura to Vrindavan. So we see that how Akrura is thinking. And so later we see that there is a special rath or a chariot made by Kamsa, and he gives that chariot to Akrura to go to Vrindavan. And Akrura then sets up the next day morning to go to Vrindavan. And we see from some narrations that Akrura, while he was going to Vrindavan, he faints many times. And the time taken from Mathura to Vrindavan is not a lot, but Akrura, it takes a lot of time. So on his way, if he sees some footsteps, and he would see, he would remember Krishna, and he would fall on those footsteps and he would faint. We see Govardhan and we don't faint. So that was a level of pure devotion of Akrura. So in so what is the speciality of this incident? That we see that in many scriptures, in Mahabharata, in Vishnu Purana, there is a detailed description about incidents. That this happened and then this happened. So-and-so is related to so-and-so. But the thought behind the action is not described. This is the special nectar that we relish from Srimad Bhagavatam. Say, for example, when Krishna asked Yudhishthira to announce Ashwatthama is dead, he hesitated. But what went through his mind at that point of time, we do not know. So here in the 10th canto, Srila Sukhdev Goswami has given verses which describe the mind of Akrura. So I'll read these verses. This is canto 10, chapter 38, and verse number is 3. Kim maya charitam bhadram, kim taptam paramam tapa, kim vathyapya arthe dattam yad drakshyamya adhyakeshavam. The translation goes like this. What pious deed have I done? What severe austerities undergone? What worship performed or charity given so that today I will see Keshava? So these are the thoughts going in the mind of Akrura. And Akrura, he is very humble. And in his excitement, he is thinking in such a way. Another way of looking at it would be, from a devotee angle, would be that when we are enthusiastic to see Krishna, when we are sincere and humble, then such pure thoughts will come to us. So technically, bhakti is a source of all good fortune. So here, Akrura is saying, Kim Maya Acharitam Bhadram. So Akrura is thinking, what good have I done? Then Kim Taptam Paramam Tapah. Taptam, suffered, and Paramam, severe, Tapah, austerity. So what tapasya have I done to get this fortunate moment? So we also find this in the case of Muchukunda. So Muchukunda, we know, was one of the valiant kings in Satyuga. He helped the demigods in fighting against the Asuras. And he also had darshan of Krishna when he was sleeping in the cave and Kalyavan came and disturbed him. And he burned down Kalyavan because of the benediction that anybody who would disturb him would get burned. And at that time, he had the fortunate moment of having darshan of Krishna. So here, Akrura is thinking that this tapasya of upholding the dharma by fighting, have I done some kind of a tapasya? He is wondering. So all these things are going through his mind. Then he says, Kim va athapi arthe dattam yat dakshyami adhya keshavam. So Akrura is thinking, what worship have I performed? Arhate. Arhate means worship. Dattam, performed. Dattam is charity given. Sorry. So he's thinking that, what charity have I given to get this fortunate moment? Or whether I have given or not. He's questioning his mind. It is said that the greatest qualification to see Krishna is Krishna Kripa. Srila Prabhupada mentions many times in his lectures that there may be many zeros, but if there is no one before the zero, then the zero has no value. So here we understand that we may do tapasya, we may do charity, dana, Vaishnava seva. But if we do not get Krishna Kripa, then we get nothing. Now, this is subtle. So the question you may ask is that, why will we not get Krishna Kripa when we do such good things as tapasya, dana, sarishta, Vaishnavas? So here the concept of aparadha comes in. That if we commit offenses at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, then it is difficult to get Krishna Kripa. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, we have this verse, Bahu Janma Kare Yadi Shravan Kirtan Tabhuta Na Paye Krishna Pade Prema Dhana. So you may chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for millions of lifetimes, yet not get liberated from conditioned life. So Krishna Kripa is very important. Therefore, we find that our acharyas, or acharyas in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, have focused a lot on preaching not to make any offenses. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes a book on this. The book is entitled Shri Bhajan Rahasya. And of course, Srila Prabhupada has made us to recite the 10 offenses every day, which is, I think, memorized with most of the devotees on this call. We do it every day, morning. Or those who are going to the temple, they also, you know, have memorized it. So, why is this so important? Because we need Krishna Kripa. The last stroke is always Krishna. We see it in so many things. In Damodar Leela story, we see the two fingers. One is our sincerity, devotion. The other is, you know, Krishna's approval or Kripa. So we need to know. In a gross way, yes, we do know that we don't want to make offenses, and we don't. But in a subtle way, we do. So, subtle way, just to give you an example, Srila Prabhupada said that every devotee should read my books daily. He even said, you read Krishna book daily, by the way. So, are we reading? Yes, of course, devotees on this call are, because we read Srimad Bhagavatam every day, so we are. But I want to drive a point that we may miss this instruction. At some point of time in our lives, we may miss it. So in a subtle way, we need to not make any offenses. So this is a very subtle way of looking at it. There may be many other examples, but I just wanted to make one. So Akrura is thinking that, what have I done to get the darshan of Krishna? This shows that Akrura is a pure devotee and without offenses. That's the point. So devotees, that, and he can see that it was not Kamsa who decided to send him to Krishna. No, it was Krishna who accepted or invited or wanted Akrura to take his darshan. So it's Krishna. The source of everything is Krishna. In one of the books of my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav, it's a huge book, two volumes. In that, Guru Maharaj writes about Dirg Darshana, which means that a devotee goes to the temple, and when he is standing in front of Krishna, Krishna is pleased. He is pleased to see a devotee, because he sees, oh, here is my devotee. You know, they have done such good book distribution, or such good bhakti vrikshas, or whatever service one does, cooks for Krishna or cleans the temple for Krishna. So Krishna is happy. It's so much in contrast with thinking that we go and look at Krishna, and what to talk of people who are actually asking for material gains from Krishna. So that's so here we see that Akrura's thought are going in this fashion. So we go to the next verse. Again here, Sukhdev Goswami is again revealing the thoughts of Akrura. I'll read this verse. Mama etat durlabham manya uttama shloka darshanam visayatmano yatha brahma kirtanam shudra janmana. Now Akrura is thinking, since I am a materialistic person absorbed simply in sense gratification, I think it is difficult for me to have gotten this opportunity to see Lord Uttama Shloka as it would be for one born as a Shudra to be allowed to recite the Vedic mantras. So see the thought of Akrura. He's still not convinced. He's still wondering as to how I got this opportunity. Mama etat durlabham manye uttama shloka darshanam. So he says durlabham. It is durlab or very rare to get darshan of Krishna. Why? Because he is uttama shloka. He resides in the heart of pure liberated souls. Therefore, he's called Uttama Shloka. So this is a humble attitude of Akrura. And he's thinking that I'm not such a person. I live in Mathura. I work for Kansa. I associate with materialistic people. And he was born a Vaishya, not a Brahmana. So he was thinking that he was considering himself low. So he thinks that by birth, by place, by association, by whatever, by working for Kansa, he is, how did he get this opportunity? So, okay, and let's go to the next verse. Here in this verse, Sukhdeva Goswami is revealing more thoughts of Akrura. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is such a nectar. It gives into the thoughts of the pure devotees. My Guru Maharaj once told me that if you are in a place where you don't have devotees read Srimad Bhagavatam, take the association of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we get into the thoughts of the pure devotees, and that is exactly what we get when we associate with, with devotees. We get their thoughts. So anyway, so going back to this verse, Meivam Mam Adhamasyapi Syad Eva Chuta Darshanam Riya Mana Kala Nadya Vachit Tarati Kaschana. Translation. But enough of such thoughts. Okay, so now he has come to some conclusion. But enough of such thoughts. After all, even a fallen soul like me can have a chance to behold the infallible Supreme Lord. For one of the conditioned souls being swept along the river of time may sometimes reach the shore. So now we see something positive from the thoughts of Akrura. Mam evam mama adhamasya api. Adhamasya means most fallen. But then he says, Syat eva achyuta darshanam. Achyuta, he is calling Krishna as achyuta, means infallible. So Akrura is thinking that Krishna is infallible. He'll keep his promise. And what's his promise? That anybody who serves me with devotion, I will give him my kripa. Shruhada sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shantim richati. So here, Akrura is thinking, in the last verses, Hiranya Mana Kala Nadya Kvachit Tarati Kaschana. So Nadya is river, Kvachit is sometimes, Tarati crosses the shore, Kaschana sometimes. So here on a positive note, Akrura is thinking that I still have a chance. Krishna will not fail in his promise. So he is comparing his position to someone in the middle of the ocean. So we know that everybody in the ocean does not get drowned. There is, we have seen materialistic also, in the news also, we have seen how people are saved from the ocean. So yet there is a chance, not all people drown, right? And he is comparing the ocean of time. So we are all within this ocean of time and Maya. And we also have a chance. And I remember some time back, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj was giving a lecture. And in that, he said, he compared us to a baby tortoise who was newly born. And he's separated from his mother. He's in the middle of the ocean. But above his head, there is a raft. And in the raft, there is a hole. Look at his fortunate, destiny. So, and this tortoise, he goes through that hole and sits on the raft. And this raft, by the waves of the ocean, is pulled to the shore. And Giriraj Maharaj was saying, this is our position. So he was describing that how fortunate we are having this chance to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the holy name. This is amazing. So here, Akrura is also thinking on similar lines. So what did he say? He's also thinking on similar lines. So Akrura is thinking that it is Durlabham, but it is also Sulabham. There might be a chance that he will get saved. So we see that if something is Durlabham, how to make it Sulabham is following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada or devotees or our acharyas. In Sri Sampradaya, there are two sects, Vedakalai and Tinkalai. Vedakalai, I think, believes in Durlabham and Tinkalai believes in Sulabham. But we take both. We take both. We try to achieve Sulabham by following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. So here we see that in these verses, Srila Sukhdev Goswami dive deep into the thoughts of Akrura. And we learn from these thoughts that how advanced devotee thinks. So I think I'll end here. It's been half an hour. And thank you all for giving me this opportunity to speak something on Akrura and this chapter 36 of Krishna book. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Namrat pranams to everybody. If there are any comments or questions, we can take it for some time.
Hare Krishna, Praveen Govind Prabhu. That was a beautiful class. Thank you so much. Some very sweet explanations and revelations, like how Narad Muni is Deva Darshan, but he was giving Darshan to Kamsa just to facilitate Krishna's pastimes. That was such a beautiful point that you mentioned. And also the mood of Akrura while he was offering prayers in his mind, and how he took so long to reach Vrindavan, just because he was so overwhelmed with love of Krishna. Very beautiful explanations, Prabhu. Thank you so much. I have no questions, but really want to appreciate your presence on Bhakti Sangha and the way you handle classes. It's really beautiful. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Dhanut Pranam, Mataji. Thank you for the encouraging words. It's by listening to you, Priti Vilasini Mataji. We have heard you every day. For a long time.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very grateful. Very, very grateful.
Thank you so much, Praveen Govind Prabhuji. That was very beautiful and sweet class. The way of your reciting slokas and explaining each point was so nice, Prabhuji. We are very fortunate to have your association. So I request devotees, if anybody have any realizations, you can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Praveen Gopal Prabhu. Govind Prabhu, excuse me. Thank you for a very, very sweet class, and especially giving us the mindset, explaining to us that the mindset of Akrura. And especially I like how you explained the Srimad Bhagavatam. Two things. One, if you don't have a devotee association, take Srimad Bhagavatam with you, because then you have the association. And the other one was that from Srimad Bhagavatam, we not only get the story, but we also get the mindset, the thought processes of the devotees. Both beautiful points. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. We have a bonus. So we have Srimad Bhagavatam and we have devotee association also. And very good at that. So great fortunate souls we are.
Definitely.
Praveen Govind Prabhu, thank you for such a beautiful, beautiful class. And as both the Matajis have already mentioned, that really like the point that how Narad Muni just want to accelerate Krishna's presence in this material world. And so he poked Kamsa time after time. And then how, yes, as Prabhupada himself says, right, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, that he should do the Bhagavatam Seva. And it can be any, either a book Bhagavat or a person Bhagavat. But yes, book Bhagavat is also one different from person Bhagavat, and person Bhagavat is not different from book Bhagavat. So we should not take granted
you know, by taking association of these two personalities. And yes, the beautiful point about Akrura, that how he was feeling that how fortunate he is. And I was also reflecting that sometimes when we come to a certain, you know, when we cross so many years in our Krishna consciousness, and when we look back, we see that, yes, we have crossed a significant way, you know, we have come across to a significant way, because what we were when we were in Krishna consciousness and now what we are. So we feel grateful. But then when we look ahead and see that there is still so much miles to go, then we feel that we didn't even get a drop of Krishna consciousness. So, yeah, I was reflecting on this point actually. Recently heard from Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, and same thing that Akrura is feeling, that, you know, whether he has that much of fortune that he is able to see, that he's eager to see Keshava. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for such a beautiful point that you made in your class. And I really like the verse by verse, word by word that you were explaining. It was so wonderful. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your association.
Thank you, Kirtha Sundari Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Praveen Govind Prabhu. What a class.
Lalitaji Mataji, I'm your servant.
Oh, no.
You have left me. You have gone to Canada, but you have to come back to Charlotte. We are all waiting for you.
We are missing hearing you, Prabhuji.
No, we are missing. Nothing is happening here without you. No book distribution, nothing. See, we are all taking it easy. Now there is no one to hit on our head. So we are good.
No, now only everything is happening actually. Because I'm out. All the offenses I have done to all the devotees, and that's my result now. Prabhuji, very nice class. It's like hearing you in Tirumala Bhakti Vriksha, talking a lot. And I mean, your classes, missing your festival classes and Sunday Sangha, of course, we are able to hear. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice classes. And your house is a Tirtha, hosting all the Vaishnavas from Rohini Priya Prabhu, Chandramouli Maharaj, Keshavanand Prabhu. So we have come so many times and heard so many lectures. So humble obeisances to you, and wonderful lecture, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Please accept my Dandavat Pranams. Hare Krishna. We want you back.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranams. Such a nice class, Prabhuji. I mean, we've met and we've talked, but I've never, listened to a class from you. So it was really very deep and very, a lot of insights in the class, Prabhuji. And wish to get more of your association. And also, please convey my warm inquiries to Mataji also, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, I'm learning from all the speakers of Bhakti Sangha.
Yes, Prabhu, even I'm doing the same. Thank you so much, and please give us your association more.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, Praveen Govind Prabhu.
Mataji.
Finally, you are
so
on the
call. It's difficult to manage. I kept you waiting all along.
No problem, Prabhuji, but it was very sweet class. I forgot all that what had happened. Oh, such a sweet class. You were very nicely, naturally giving the class, like as if like we are sitting in front of you and your conversation is like that. It was so sweet, smile on your face when you're talking, very ease, no, nothing, like just it's coming so naturally, Prabhuji. Very beautiful, sweet class, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your association. I'm really very grateful to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. So can we end the call here?
Yes, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all Guru Srila Prabhupada. Like all Mataji said, very beautiful class. I was able to see it as a picture, you know, in my mind, and I could see all with her description, everything was like a picture, a painting in front of our eyes, as if, you know, going through the paintings in Krishna book. So it, you made it so live, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mitra Binda Mamta Mataji. Thank you so much. You are the organizer for all the Bhakti Vrikshas here. So thanks to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji. Yeah.
Nice class.
Thank you, Mataji. Komadi ki Mataji. Hari Bol. Dhanvat Pranam, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam. Very nice class. Can I was wondering when will you be giving class, but it's came one nice. Thank you. And I like to hear more of your classes. Very nice class.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji.
Krishna Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Very, very
beautiful. Mataji. Haribol.
Beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Nice katha. Your classes are always so nice. You hear so nicely, you take notes, and you give very nice classes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Oh, your blessings, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Prabhuji, you have like 2 minutes time. Sorry.
Yeah, maybe go 2 minutes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Shishirata Gopinath ki jai. Very, very inspiring class. Yes, Prabhuji, missing Surat Temple Association. Then I visit in before 17 years, Prabhuji. That time, very less Vaishnava is coming. And very old Prabhuji is making samosa and chutneys and attracted to Vaishnava. And all the brahmacharis are preaching morning japa together and then Bhagavatam, and then only 7 or 8 Vaishnava is there, but their determination is touched to heart. And then we go for a book distribution and Prabhat Peri. And by hard work of that 7-8 Vaishnava, every year I go with my 2 daughters. I have seen that within 4-5 years, the Surat Temple Vaishnava, oh my God, so many Vaishnava started to come because there is a one pool from that side to this side. So
yes.
This is the Vaishnava's quality, that they put their heart to serve Vaishnava. And that Prabhuji is so old, maybe 60, 64 years, but he make 250 samosa and clean so big area. So he clean the sweep and move the temple, and they take care of it so nicely. Hari Hari Gauranga. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your association. It's touched to heart all the accrued prayers. Dhanvat Pranam to your sincere seva. Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Dhanvat Gopika Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hari Bol.
Prabhuji, there are some chat messages. If you have time, I can read it for you, Prabhuji.
Okay, yeah. Another minute.
Okay. From Raj Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, Dandavat Prabhuji.
Is there a
Dandavat
question Prabhuji. Or is thanks this for the question?
Just the realization. No questions, Prabhuji.
Yeah, I think we can end then, Mataji.
yeah, I think so. Yeah. Maybe you're in the middle of the work. Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your very valuable time and association. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpata Rupyasya Krupa Sindhu Pyayacha Patitanam Pavaneyam
Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Samasta Vaishnavebhyo
Ki Jai.
Krishna Katha Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Pravind Yomde Govind Prabhuji
Ki Jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.